Morning Ireland, almost a quarter past eight. RT radio presenter, our colleague, our friend, Sean Rocks, has died following a brief illness. He was 63. Sean presented Arena, our arts and culture magazine programme, weeknights at 7 on this station since 2009. He loved his job and was loved by many people in here. Our arts and media correspondent, Evan O'Rourke, is with us and we'll talk with her shortly. But let's hear a little of Sean first at the 2019 All Together Now Festival in Waterford with Derry girl Nicola Coughlan and young offender Alex Murphy.
Were you reaching a point, you know, before the Jess and Joe Forever, before that play, were you reaching a point where you're saying, you know what, I'm going to have to really think about what
I'm doing
here?
Yeah, I mean, I had like no money. I was living back at home. I was like 29, I guess. And I thought, well, I haven't done this.
Well, I think most people know the Nadine Kyle story, how you went in and you put on Nadine Kyle's accent to get the part.
My intense knowledge of pop culture finally paid dividends, you know.
You see, all that time watching Pop Stars was not wasted.
Yeah. We had it taped. It was like, on heavy rotation.
On repeat, yeah. You were still at school when the film version of this was made. I mean, so please put that in time for me.
I was in fifth year whenever I saw just a Facebook post looking for two young lads. I was like, I'm that.
You're both them.
Yeah. I can do one of those parts.
Alex Murphy and Nicola Coughlan with the late Sean Rocks. Evelyn O'Rourke is with us. Evelyn, this is an awful shock. Only as recently as Friday he was presenting Arena, doing what he loved and did best.
And no one did better. I mean, let's be honest about it. Sean Rocks' voice is just interwoven with the arts sound for us here in Ireland. I was thinking about him, obviously, since this news has been coming through. And really, I think the thing I want to say about him is how he elevated artists. That's something I feel very strongly about, and his listeners would feel very strongly about. You know, artists, in the main, they can work quietly. They're working on a piece of work, whatever it is, a poem, a sculpture, whatever. They're doing that quietly in their own time, you know, privately. And then they go into this studio and Arena, and Sean shone the spotlight on them, and he elevated them, and he saw them, and he heard them, and he understood what they were trying to do with this precious work. And every time I saw an artist leave the studio, you could see a light in their eyes that they'd been sort of seen by Sean Rocks. You know, he'd given them the kind of the imprimatur that this work mattered. He elevated the artist, and that's something it's getting more maybe scarce and scarce in public discourse. So that was something very important. Also, I think the other thing is that his range of knowledge was extraordinary. I mean, when you think about it, he sat in that chair night after night, being across every play, every actor, every film, every TV series, every album. The breadth of knowledge was amazing, but he carried it so lightly and so elegantly.
You knew him well, Evelyn. What was he like?
He was very bold, Gavin. I'd love to say he was very formal, but he wasn't. He was very bold. He was great fun. He was the warmest person. And walking around the building this morning, I am struck by the amount of people who are stopping me to say that they are so devastated. Everybody loved him in this building. He is a beloved colleague. He was the most, he was the warmest, most supportive colleague you could have. I had the joy, really, of working on Arena with him for a number of years. And he was just endlessly curious and cheeky. He had a twinkle in the eye. You heard it there with Nicola Coughlan. You know, there are very few people who can banter with Nicola Coughlan on air 1 minute and then have the most intense discussion with Frank McGuinness 2 minutes later about the inner meaning of a play. That's what Sean Rocks brought to the airwaves with charm and elegance and style every night.
Before he came to radio, to Lyric FM 25 years ago, Sean was a teacher and an actor.
Yes, there is a thread though, isn't there? There's a little performance thread through there. So he was teaching. He loved teaching. He talked about that he learned so much. But really, I'm not surprised when you look back that he was called to acting, you know, and he was a really successful actor. And looking back at some of the archives, you know, with the young face, the bright eyes, he just delivered his lines beautifully. He was a lovely actor. He was on stage and screen. But it is no surprise to me that he was drawn to broadcasting, because when you listen to that voice, it was
gorgeous voice.
Oh, and it just filled the airwaves beautifully. And he started in Lyric. And again, I mean, his career escalated very, very quickly. He was given that big job, that privileged, gorgeous job of presenting Arena every night in 2009, and it's been a joy for the listeners ever since.
Is it fair to say that Sean was Radio 1's greatest link to the arts in Ireland?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think even more so in terms of a national figure. I mean, it's very hard to think of somebody who had such an immediate daily contact, elevating and dealing with these artists and promoting them and, you know, highlighting them. We love our arts in Ireland. He was the person. Every writer had trucked into Sean Rocks' studio at some point, or artist or sculptor. And today is going to be a day full of tributes. And I have no doubt that we'll be swamped by the most wonderful tributes from people about him, because he was that person who understood the artist, but he understood the listener, and he was the connection. And I think the big thing about Sean that I always carried from him was, as I said, he was so erudite, but you didn't need to have read Ulysses to listen to a Sean Rocks interview. He wanted to make it. And I just want a quiet, quick word about Gaelge. Oh, you spoke as Gaelge and Isluia. Lara Mishas Gaelge to Sean and Goni. Like, we grow a Sean and Gaelge Goni. So Gaelge, we Gaelge on top of the Sean. So I just like to make a little mention of that.
Evelyn, thanks for joining us this morning on the sad news of the loss of our colleague Sean Rocks, the presenter of Arena. Sean was 63 and from Monaghan, and we'll be talking about him more later in the programme. It's 20 past 8.
May he rest in peace, and our condolences to our family. Niek for Alehids Guminikarish, Alehids Khojas.